Brady thing, it's just so shocking to me that all of a sudden every game that Tampa plays is going to be under a huge
yes.
national spotlight. Because so to answer your question in long form, I would say that it is good for football to have Tom Brady somewhere else.
It's interesting. I think there's good and bad in both of it. And I don't know that it has to be good or bad for football. I think it can be good and bad. It is good for what Arnie said, in that you'll get some new blood that we're talking about, especially in the AFC East, where I have to imagine that Buffalo now becomes the prohibitive favorite to win the division. When's the last time you really thought the Bills were a team that could win a division? 20-plus years. So I think that that is good. The idea that there's more hope in the AFC for other teams to get in, as you add in another playoff team, the idea that more new blood can be there, I think that is good. However, the NFL now lacks a villain, and that's a bad thing. We like, look, we hate when the villain always wins. We hate when the Yankees always win. We hate when Golden State always wins. You know what we like? We like when the Patriots have an off year and they get beaten in the first round of the playoffs and they're playing wild card weekend. We like when that team is just good enough to still be hated so that we have somebody to root against. Who are you really rooting against now in the NFL? You're no longer rooting against the Patriots because they're just going to become what we think is an average team. You can root against Dallas because I guess that's popular, but who else? Who else is there to hate?
I think there's going to be a lot of NFL fans, especially the first half of the season, who are just going to revel in the Patriots being lousy next year, if they are. I think they have been waiting for so long for this to happen. But you're right. After 1 year of the Patriots being 8-8 or 7-9 or whatever they're going to be, nobody's going to care. They'll go right back into obscurity.
You'd always hate Aaron Rodgers. Everybody always hates
But he's at the
Aaron
end of his
Rodgers.
Career,
I know,
too.
I know.
So.
There is no team that you're going to hate. Nobody comes off like that, like the Patriots did, or because they were hated because they won so much. So there's not going to just Dallas, like you mentioned, but that's a forever thing there.
I just think you end up then hating players, and players change teams so frequently now that you just find players who are mouthy, players who are not great guys, and you root against them wherever they are.
Well, it's funny you said that. If Antonio Brown went to Tampa, I think they'd have some people starting to hate them if they went
yes,
and
I,
did that.
I agree with that. But, you know, Richard Sherman was rooted against. Jalen Ramsey was rooted against. Those loudmouth defensive backs are guys that people root against for the most part.
What about Kansas City, said Jason? Are they the new team to hate?
I don't think
Tyreek Hill.
They're hateable in terms of the way they've done business. And Kareem Hunt was on that team. And Frank Clark is on that team. And Tyreek Hill is on that team. That is hateable. But Mahomes, at least right now, is so likable. It does. If Mahomes goes and wins 5 MVPs and 3 titles, maybe he becomes unlikable and resentful too, or easily resentful. But right now, Mahomes is a likable guy, and he's done nothing to make you not like him, and that's a lot of what this is about. I think it's easy to hate the quarterback, but it's not easy to hate Patrick Mahomes.
Tom Brady was beloved his first year when the massive underdog Patriots defeated the Rams, the mighty Rams, the greatest show on turf, and they beat them, and everybody was just in love with Tom Brady, the young guy, and just his whole attitude. And I think Patrick Mahomes, in time, if they just keep going 12-4 and winning Super Bowls every year, after about 3 or 4 years of that, the public's going to turn against him.
Chris says Cleveland is the team to hate.
Yeah, they are.
They can be hateable, but they also...
they're not winning enough.
They have to be good.
Yeah.
Last year, because they had so much expectation, it was kind of fun to hate Cleveland. You know, you don't want to like OBJ. You don't want to like Baker. You don't want to like Kareem Hunt that they go get him. So I could see that. But if they're bad again, then they're going to go right back into obscurity as well. The thing that Booger McFarland says that I don't agree with is we're going to get a little hint of, was it Brady or Belichick? I don't think so. I think they're on unequal playing fields right now. Brady's going into a situation where it feels like there's an opportunity to win. Belichick is in a situation where right now it feels like there's no opportunity to win. So it feels like they're playing two very different games right now.
That's true, but it doesn't make a difference. I don't care. Just because Brady has the upper hand right now, I promise you, at the end of the year, if Brady's 13-3 and the Patriots are 3-13, all we're going to hear, it was Brady, not Belichick.
Right,
it was Brady, not Belichick.
But Belichick's not in such an awful position, because if he can get that team to, say, 9-7 next year, they're going to still call him a genius.
Yes.
You believe he brought this team with Jarrett Stidham and a bunch of nobodies to 9-7?
Absolutely.
I mean, the bar has been lowered.
But there's a big difference between 9-7 and winning a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. So you needed Brady to win the Super Bowl, but you didn't need Brady to go ahead and make the playoffs. That's the difference there. Brady, let's get to the auction, because I know you want to get that in before we get to the break.
Champlain Valley Auction has been very, very important to us all week. It ends tomorrow at noon. We need your help. Our local businesses need your help. Rich, how about our friends over at Yipes Automotive? This is one I keep going back to and looking at and saying, this might be the best value that there is. It makes me wish I were a truck guy. The Onyx spray-on bed liner, $585 in value. The bidding right now is at $250. $250. Wow. It's a lifetime guarantee, full warranty, lifetime guarantee. I mean, if you have a truck, you're going to need this spray-on bed liner. Again, I'm not a truck guy, but this makes me wish I was.
Yeah, and not just, you talk about vehicles and spotless auto detailing. Another one, we've got 14 certificates there. Noise, tire, and auto, we got 5. Matt's a wash and wax, we got 9 out there in Jericho. Champ Car Wash, $15 deluxe car wash. They're all going for $7, $8. I mean, you can either go there in the spring when you're going to have to go there and pay $15, or you could get involved in the auction and pay half of it, basically.
Check out, when does the auction run to, Brady? How long does it go to?
Tomorrow.
Ends up tomorrow at noon. Woo! So you're going to want to get in on that.
ChamplainValleyAuction.com.
All right. 2 hours are in the books. The Power Hour coming up next. Brady will tell you what's trending. You're in the huddle. What are 1.3 the game?
Outkick the car.